in town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Whoops, I gotta turn this down.
I can hear it.
There we go.
Yeah, welcome back to Common Folk.
Podcast for the people, by the people, right?
Was that music loud for your ears, Andy?
It was a little loud.
We're kind of having a debate at our house.
Waking up.
Like, this guy over here is going deaf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real thing.
I believe it.
Haley's tire had a leak in it. Like, straight went flat really quick.
Okay.
I roll up.
Uh-huh.
I get out of my car, and he's, like, feeling the tire, and Haley's like, I hear it. And I'm like, I hear it, too. He's like, I don't. I'm like, oh, no. Like, you can hear this coming out.
Uh-oh.
So we have decided that he's slowly going deaf. Like, officially. It's not that he just ignores
me. It's not what happens.
What?
It's not what... Is she embellishing, or as what are you saying?
No, story is facts.
As men get older,
okay,
it's not that we physically lose our hearing.
Oh, I know. Okay,
we mentally lose our hearing.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit!
It's selective hearing. Yeah,
you guys have had that all along. Selective hearing since you were at birth.
That's
with
what I'm
your
saying.
Mothers.
So as we get older, it just kind of gets ingrained in you.
Well, it's evolving. It's getting more acute. You know,
and then you're dialing it in.
I'm getting more annoying, is what you're saying.
Your brain just goes to this point where it's like, yeah, I'm not listening right now.
Yeah, I don't need to hear this flat tire.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually, he really did, and I found the hole.
Way to go! All right.
Anyways, it's just kind of funny. I mean, you know, back in the day, you didn't wear earplugs when you should have, loud machines, all the stuff. It all contributes. And I think you should go get a hearing test, because I actually had to go get one done.
The generation in front of us, so like our parents and that tweener, they're the hardest hearing generation on the planet.
Oh, I believe it.
Because, yeah.
They just were like, meh.
Yeah, they were in open cab tractors, listening to that. Brrr.
Does your dad have hearing aids?
Oh, I mean, he should.
Oh, okay. My dad has them, kind of wears them. I just wonder if... other people in that generation are like, is it a pride thing? But they have they're super disguising now. I mean, they're not like the big ones that go.
Yeah.
Anyways, Ben has a buddy that, I mean, at our age, has them and wears them all the time.
Yeah, I bet he loves them.
Yeah.
You can hear what's going on.
Exactly.
It's part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Did you like that I told everybody that you're
trying to throw me under the bus over here?
What do you got on me, huh?
Oh, we don't even need to get into that right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, Ashley and I, we've decided we're going blind. So
I totally am. I'll admit that.
Our short vision's escaping us.
So yeah.
It's kind of a bummer, but that's just the way it is, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it sure happens.
It is. Well, it's Halloween, or Thanksgiving week. Not Halloween, Thanksgiving week.
It's early.
Yeah.
So we should be thankful for stuff. I shouldn't be bringing up the negatives.
Thankful we made it this far, right? That's good.
Yeah. It's it's pretty outside, but it's freaking cold.
Yeah, it is.
Temperatures dropped this week.
Boy, it's really blown in throughout the week too.
Yeah.
Those are some high winds. Mm-hmm. But
last night was super windy.
Jeez.
I saw some states had snow.
Yeah, they're saying we're getting some here in a couple of days.
I mean, Minnesota I know had some.
Yeah. Yep.
No bueno. Mm-mm.
Thanksgiving. What do you guys got going, Andy?
Just the usual, heading on over to the in-laws for a big family feast. And it's kind of reminds me of how it used to be, the old days where all the women and children go there early to make the meal, and that takes all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then around 2 or 3 o'clock, that's when all the men are supposed to arrive and help eat.
What do you do beforehand? You just sleep in and bomb at home by yourself?
Chop wood, whittle. You know, just man stuff with wood. You know.
You're full of it. You mean crack a beer and sit and watch football?
Okay. I mean, that's like all day now.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You know what? I saw something on Instagram that makes me just wonder. Someone was talking about doing like a turkey trot, you know, the next day, like the or the Friday after, or they do it on Thanksgiving. And this girl was like, "We ain't no turkey trot family." Like, I mean, like that is the dumbest thing ever. Okay, so
turkey trot,
you know, was it like a workout
go,
or something?
Go do a 5K.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, they call it a turkey trot.
Oh, okay.
Would you? I know it, Ben's answer, but would you go do that and it be a tradition?
No.
Okay, no.
No.
What kind of people do you need to be? Like hardcore workout people or just like super family oriented? Not saying you're not like...
Wait, super family oriented.
I'm just saying, why wouldn't we do that either? And I even like working out. Why would I choose to go do a 5K on Thanksgiving? I see people post about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that fits, great. I'm all for it.
But like
it.
What type of people are they in a different category?
Health nuts.
Okay.
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. I feel like we're kind of healthy, but we still wouldn't do that. What does that mean about us? I don't know. I empathized when that lady was like, F the turkey trots on Thanksgiving.
I'm not doing it.
I think there's a lot more, fun ways or constructive ways for me to get that workout in.
Okay.
Okay. So I've always been envious of the family that has like this Thanksgiving tradition where the boys and the men go out and they pheasant hunt that morning.
Oh, well, that's a thing?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of families that do that. And that's if you've ever been pheasant hunting, it's a lot of walking. Usually you're walking up and down hills. You're carrying a, you know, a 5 to 12 pound, you know, shotgun. So that's a hell of a workout.
And then you come home and food's ready.
And then you come home and food's ready. Hey, so the men get to go do their thing. The women are doing their thing. That's more my type of a tradition that I would like to do.
But don't you think that's like kind of house divided? Like this turkey trot, everyone's doing it. Kids, wife, husband.
Yeah. I think Ashley would go on the pheasant hunt.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she would, but she's needed in the kitchen.
Right.
So we know that you wouldn't do that.
We're not doing a turkey trot.
I would, but I don't want to.
You
want to
go on the pheasant hunt with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get you and Joel.
Yeah, we'll head up there.
Anyways.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, man, you just got to...
Kick back.
Just chill. Yeah. Eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only a couple days during the year that you get like a pass. Like you just sit down and like you said, watch football. Right. Like I don't even like the Cowboys, so it's... They're always on. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of fun to watch them lose, and a lot of times they'll come through for you.
But isn't it funny that some kids get like a full week off for one meal, and they don't even eat the damn meal? Think about it. You're
talking. We mean they don't eat it.
They ain't gonna eat. Most picky kids aren't gonna eat what you serve for Thanksgiving. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's cray.
I couldn't wait for Thanksgiving dinner.
I know,
and all of it too, like the follow-up meal, then all the cold turkey and you know, sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm still that way.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board.
I'm all about it.
Anyway, Thanksgiving, yep, it's great. We're all excited. We're all going to get some rest and get some good food.
What are you cooking us?
See some fam. I don't know what I'm cooking. You and the girls normally do Thanksgiving.
We do?
You have the last few years. I don't know where you've been.
I don't know what's going on over there. Yeah.
So,
well, we do the sides, but you do the main. So
maybe. Yeah, well, I guess we'll, I don't know, we'll figure something out.
Okay.
It's kind of dumb. We don't have plans yet, and it's in a day.
Right.
But whatever.
Well, if you guys have some venison ready to go.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Well, we have plans. We're going to my mom's, but you're saying like... For the evening or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we definitely, I feel like we need to do a hammer turkey so we can have the leftovers.
Oh, my favorite store has a special on ham and turkeys right now, so we should go get some.
Okay.
I think it's like you buy a ham, you get a turkey for free.
Okay.
Boom.
All right.
Does anybody need to guess what your favorite store is?
Ashley couldn't get around it. She had to go to your favorite store with the kids.
Uh-huh.
And Ozzy always goes over to where the seafood's on display.
Oh, yeah.
So, huge old plate of snow crab.
Yeah. Nice.
That's what we had for supper.
Attaboy.
Does he go get a free banana? They always have a little bucket of free bananas for kids.
I don't think they know about that, but they know about the free lollipops, the dum-dums at the register.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they give free cookies, too, don't they?
I've never seen that, but I'm sure they would. Hmm. Let's not start that. They're always going to want to go.
So,
what do you got for us?
There was a couple of things that have been in the news lately I wanted to chat about that are kind of interesting. First thing that we'll tackle here is AI created music. So in our world, a lot of folks listen to country music. This AI created country song came out. Did you hear it?
There's a lot of them out there, and
but there's like a certain artist, right?
A few months ago, one popped on the charts, and it kind of threw the whole industry into a tizzy. Like, oh, who is this guy? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's AI. Well, who created it? Huh?
Yeah. This one that just came out. If folks haven't heard it yet, it's called "Walk My Walk."
Yes, that's it.
And the artist is called Breaking Rust. It's weird to even like talk about it like this. Like the artist is Breaking Rust.
Yeah.
I mean, the computer program is Breaking Rust.
But someone had, it's so confusing to me. Someone had to say to AI, make a country song, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, someone literally had to do that. So someone's sitting behind a keyboard telling AI to do it. Do we know who this someone is?
I'm sure we could probably dig in and find it, but I haven't, there hasn't been anything in like the general media that I've heard as just a passive listener that has come right out and said any of that.
Isn't this kind of like Milli Vanilli?
Exactly. So this is, I think everyone's kind of reluctant. For one, it's happening so fast. Two, people in the know are like, oh my God, this is really going to open up Pandora's box. I saw a headline that Milli Vanilli was actually, one of them was like part of the thumbnail, the picture, right, of the article. And it was kind of getting at how like, a lot of your favorite artists are pretty much just AI artists. Like Jennifer Lopez cannot sing, and she's a questionable actor. Mm. So,
right.
I mean, do you really want to know what's going on here? I think there's some of those trepidations happening as well.
That's
so,
a good point. Like, you know, the auto tune and all the stuff that's gone on with that over the years.
Yeah,
they could totally make me a singer.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, and it's been done over the years. It's like, here's a really pretty girl that is willing to do what we are asking her to do. She's fun, and you know, let's roll. Let's go.
Right.
So. Let me see if I can play this for a minute.
It was actually a decent song. Right?
Of course it is.
I don't even know where.
Yeah, it's good. You can hear it. And be down, that's loud.
But I don't stay low. Got mud on my jeans, still ready to go.
Damn, listen to that.
Every scar's a story that I survived. I've been through hell, but I'm still alive. They say slow down, boy, don't go too fast. But I ain't never been one to live in the past. I keep moving forward, never looking back, with a worn out hat and a six string strap.
Doesn't that make you like?
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk.
Pretty good.
Ain't changing my tone, ain't pretty changing good. My song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style, you can roll your eyes, but I ain't slowing down. I was born.
I mean, come on. Does that not make you want to like go?
So
just get into it.
See, so that's the thing is like there, and that's the debate, like. It right there for you, it's getting you going.
Yeah,
you want to get into it, like you're digging it, you're enjoying it, where you know a lot of people are like, you just can't get into that, it doesn't really come from somewhere, you know, down deep, it's not, you know, like basically like there's no like real emotion behind the creation of it, you know, this isn't and from someone's mind,
it
you know?
Actually is though, it's scraped information from the music industry.
There you go.
Eternity. And then it's boiled down to whatever those prompts that I spit into my computer.
Yeah.
That's what it regurgitated back to me.
Yeah. And it did make me feel something like fear. Like, yeah. I mean, come on.
I thought you were going to go a different direction with that. And and this has been done for a long time, and I've always got a kick out of them, music remakes.
Mm-hmm.
And like a popular one that's popping off is all these rap songs done to like old bluegrass, yeah. bluesy, mm-hmm. you know, and you think about rap music and all the strife and the trouble that these people are going through and what they're willing to do to make their lives better. It actually, a lot of those lyrics lend itself to that old bluesy type. So it's mm-hmm. it's kind of funny because they're dropping F-bombs and they're talking to modern day terms, you know.
Yeah.
But the raw emotion's there too. So it's really good. That's where I thought you were going to go with it. Here's one that I think is fun that I can't get away from. It's not even a type of music I necessarily like. Let's see if I can play it here. See if you recognize it. Your internet. You recognize that?
Yeah.
This is like a remix of it or something?
Yeah.
Is this made by AI?
Yeah. That's bad. It's not bad, but it's not as good as the original.
It's hilarious. It's an 80s pop music done over top of one of the most... A song that pretty much spurred my entire generation, like F U Society.
What song is it?
I don't know
you
who
really
sings
can't
it.
Get this?
No, we knew the song, but I don't know artists.
You're talking about the music.
This is Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
With so the lights out.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
It's this dangerous.
Yeah. So they mixed all that
and made it into an 80s pop song. And I mean, it's. I don't know. It's catchy. It's beady. It sounds like The Weeknd, if you know who The Weeknd is.
Listen to this. So that song that I played, I just played it off of YouTube. And then you look at the comments. So it says, first person says, Skynet Records.
Oh, that's hilarious. See, people are having fun with it.
Next one says, he must smoke a lot of digital cigarettes to get that voice sound.
I mean, it did have a good rasp.
Right? Yeah.
Hank Williams didn't drink himself to death for this shit.
There you go. See?
I mean, I wouldn't pick that
well,
over knowing an artist or like seeing them have done an interview and been like, mm-hmm. ooh, I like you or whatever. But it's decent.
Yeah.
I'm sure the celebrities and the artists absolutely hate it, right?
Here's a comment specifically about what I was saying earlier. So much soul from something with no soul.
There you
Damn.
Go.
That's where people's heads are at. Like, People are getting so mad mm-hmm. that like music has been this thing from the soul,
mm-hmm.
where now it's like it's just being commoditized.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, Andy, like this has actually been going on all along. Pop, you know, when you look at
that's all pop music is. That's why it doesn't talk about real stuff. That's why it doesn't talk about you know, hardships. It's just poppy, catchy, fun, make me feel good. Doesn't make me
make you want to dance, and then you're like, what are the words? Yeah.
It doesn't allow me to change the station. So then I get to hear the advertising. You know, like there's this thing behind it.
The way I see it, you obviously can pick and choose what you want to listen to. And mm-hmm. if you feel like you want to listen to something that's going to bring you like some emotion and some feeling and stuff like that, then you would pick that. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you want something to just like jam out to at a party, then you're going to listen to that mm-hmm. and you're going to know what each one is.
Agree.
So like who really cares if something like this comes along and it makes you feel a certain way or you just want to jam out to it?
Who cares is the artist.
Well, not even the artist, because they know the tight wire that they have to walk. This is kind of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this on the drive out here in a whole different industry that I thought we might be talking about. The people that have the biggest problem with this are the ones that have it monopolized. And this is opening up that monopoly.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of fun and different type of points. Like, well, they're just taking old music, you know, music that's already been made for free and slapping it together. Well, isn't that what everything is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I were to write a song, it would obviously be, there'd be inspiration drawn from the artist that I like.
Yeah.
You know?
I always think about the new songs that come out. How can there keep being new? I feel like we've used every word, every beat. Someone's getting paid. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. It just seems like, how can this keep ever evolving and changing? It does, but someone's going to always act like they're getting ripped off.
Sure. You're exactly right. So,
like, to your point, there's inspiration that you listen to, that artists listen to, mm-hmm. and they talk about it. They'll get up on stage at award places and, you know, and say, oh, I was inspired by whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, their music kind of sounds like it, you know? And
I think if you really open this thing up, like we kind of touched on earlier, you'll find out how much music was fake, mm-hmm.
yeah.
kind of to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And I kind of don't. Like, I feel bad for some of these celebrities, but I also don't. You know what? They were all about some of these people, AI and having AI, until it came to their industry.
Oh,
isn't
really?
That freaking funny? Yeah. And now it's at your feet, knocking at your door. Actually, the door's wide open, mm-hmm. and now you're pissed. I'm sorry, not.
I'll piss everybody off here.
Oh, God.
Because this is taking on an institution. This young woman has a GDP greater than like 75% of the countries on the planet,
mm-hmm.
and that's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, Tay Tay.
And one of her, I don't know, it was a tweet on X, showed her on one of her latest concerts, and she was like bobbing her head and kind of dancing, and she was way off the beat. She was trying to sing for real, and it was flat and terrible. And then she was also dancing, and it looked terrible. And someone tweeted, like, okay. Can't sing, can't dance, has no rhythm, is worth $1.8 billion. What did I miss here? So how much of what she is, how much of that is just created and fake?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say most of it.
Yeah.
And that's just
show.
Just that little 8-second video showed you that.
Right.
You know?
The fear that I have is like, we talked about this on other things, is that slippery slope. You know, like when it gets to a point where you can't tell the difference, which mm-hmm. on like that song right there, like that'd be pretty hard for anybody to be like, oh no, that was just made up. That's just a digital thing. And how that transfers over to anything else, you know, it's the genie's out of the bottle, right? As far as the AI thing goes,
right.
There's nothing we can do about it. That doesn't make it okay, but I don't know. This music, like some of these songs and stuff, the songs sound fine. I don't like the prospect of a future where we don't know the difference between the AI created and the human, you know, created stuff.
I mean, that's like every post every day. I feel like.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. It's
here.
It's transferred over to so many different things. So I can't say that. I think as a whole, in general, I wouldn't say that I support it.
Yeah.
Because I don't like what the implications are on so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I don't get to control that. This is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do I think about the AI created songs? I think they have a place. I think maybe it should be required that they label them. I don't know. Maybe that's a thing.
Oh, well, then I want all the other songs labeled too.
Yeah,
and why,
yeah.
And then this gets back to
that
a
says
very,
auto-tune or what?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like this is like 50% of this is digitally created.
But
or
now we're
like
now we're doing something that I don't even like, putting a label, putting a box, putting everything in a box, you know, like just you said the most holistic thing earlier. If you have the right to listen to it, if it makes you feel good or you like to, or you're in the mood for it.
It's just one of those things that where that lacks is in fooling people.
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't know that you're listening to something
does
that's
it matter?
Not
yeah,
well that's
we,
the thing
we
that's,
saw the fallout
that's,
with Milli Vanilli
that's ultimately the question is does it matter, but when it transfers over to other topics, when you're being intentionally misled by something,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah
I do. So it's that's where I have the problem with it.
But then it goes back to, well, it's all been misleading to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, and also, like, but I've always been here for it. Like, I get it, you know. Did I really think in high school that Britney Spears was this unbelievably talented, just off the...
Yeah.
And no, I thought she was really nice to look at.
It's okay. Funny, like when
and
like,
all of her songs, you know, sounded so auto-tuney.
We learned that at a young age as boys and men was seeing all of that, like, you know, like on TV or MTV or whatever the thing may be, and then at some point you see that person in real life or whatever, or you see like behind the scenes and you're like, whoa, that's not the same person.
Yeah. Yeah. Katy Perry's really taking it on the chin right now.
Then you start putting that together in your mind of like, oh, this is all just like made up.
Yeah.
They're just showing me what they want to show me and they're fooling me. But I realize the game that's being played.
What's up with Katy Perry?
Well, I don't know. She's fallen out of graces with a lot of her fan base.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like she's timed out.
Yeah. And so like now obvious things where, okay, she's not a great dancer. You know, now she's getting picked on X and things like that. But I mean, she made her own bed. And once again, I feel like everyone should have realized it. I always, in the late 2000s, I thought Katy Perry was a pretty fun punching bag on a lot of fronts.
Like, okay.
I didn't think those songs were good, but they're very, very catchy.
Yeah.
And she has huge, perky, you know. I mean, once again, she's nice to look at.
Eyelashes.
Two of them, you know.
Okay.
And so, like, aren't we all a part of it? And it's fake. Yeah. I knew that. No different. It's no different. You're talking about being manipulated. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't feel good, does it?
Yeah, right.
And now that veil's gone.
Yeah.
Now I can't even create a world where, no, Katy Perry wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
She did her own choreography. She made that dance up. Like, mm-hmm. I can't even do that with AI. AI is just shoving it in your face like, no, this is fake. This is how simple-minded you are. And actually, you're not, because those are really good beats. That song was good.
Something you just said there is something that actually I thought about the other day, too. How many, I think a lot, most artists who are singing a song, they're singing a song that they did not write or create.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this argument about like, oh, you know, this comes from a specific place or whatever from this person. Or no, this person just is being paid to
sing it.
Yeah, like someone paid, completely else created it.
That person paid for those words.
Right.
You know, like Faith Hill, she doesn't write her own songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But are you ever going to talk shit about Faith Hill and being a phony or a fake?
Right, right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all. She's like country music royalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, then again, like singing and instruments and whatever else has been something that's been part of man since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like something that we're built on, that our society is built on, and now here we go with letting the computers
do it for us,
how it's going to work.
We've been on this path for a long time, especially with music. This is a fun parallel here with music and artificial intelligence. Would you say like the oldest instrument to mankind, you just kind of made me have this weird thought, would be like drums? Like
probably
two sticks against a rock or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happened a long, long time ago where all drummers like, well, we're out of work because they can just make that on a keyboard now.
Yeah.
You know, so like that happened in the 80s and somehow music pulled through and we all said, forget you drummers, you know, but the really good ones are still very famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one guy for Red Hot Chili Peppers that looks like Will Ferrell, like they're still out there.
Five
of them.
If you think about it, you know, when you say it like that, what that makes me think is, it's going to bring the value back to live music.
Mm. Because, the ones that can actually do it.
Yeah, because obviously you can't. I mean, I guess at some point there's going to be like a hologram of the AI, whoever this dude is, Breaking Rust guy, standing in front of you on a stage playing the music, whatever.
Sure.
But that's going to be different, right? They'll never be able to replicate, I don't think, a live person standing there pouring their heart out in front of you, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to bring the value back to that. And if you think about it, that's where the value was originally.
Mm-hmm.
Then the industry came along and commercialized this whole thing.
Sure. Yeah.
And made it to where it's available anytime, all the time, whenever you want it. You just need to pay a little bit for it, you know, blah, blah, blah. As opposed to having to wait for the live artist to show up in town or go see them somewhere or their style being passed on to some other live artist in your area. You know what I mean? Like, so it's almost going to kind of maybe bring the value back to what it originally was.
There's so many layers there. I mean, think about it. When we used to go to concerts, we used to have to go to stay in line and it was the front row to the back That was the ticket order. So if you wanted good tickets, you better be first in line. You know what I mean? And you just became like friends and buddies with people that you were standing in line with. I remember waiting in line for, I can't remember what concert, but forever. But anyways, speaking of that, you know someone is a really good artist if they're good in concert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Period. If their live song doesn't stray too far from.
Yeah.
So I think then what you guys are getting at is that we owe AI and these songwriters, these artificial songwriters, a big thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be, to your point,
because
Ben,
they are putting they are putting the focus back on the number one Googled word over the last year and a half, and that is authenticity.
Yes, I love it.
They are making us realize what is authentic and what is not. And unfortunately, Katy Perry, you are not. I mean, even my favorite assets of hers, I don't think are real. So
those freaking eyelashes.
Back to the eyelashes, right? But no, it's just it's a funny parallel once again with this music and artificial intelligence, where it's just putting that spotlight right on it for you. This isn't real. This was not thought up by just a singular human being that went through some shit, that lost their family or whatever, and wrote a song about it. And now they're pouring it out with a six string. What's that guy's name that we talked about a year ago? He just exploded on the scene, and all he did was film himself with his phone. Oh,
yeah, the guy up in North Carolina or West Virginia.
What's his name?
Anthony.
Richmond of Richmond.
Yeah.
I mean, you felt that. You felt his pain. You felt his strife. You knew he came from a family that didn't all have it together.
Yeah.
But he had some talent, and man, did it just you know, just smack you in the face.
Oliver Anthony.
Yeah. So,
for sure. Like, that's a great example. That dude came out, everybody, like, felt it, rallied around it. I guess AI could have created that song just as much, but that dude had the whole story.
Yeah. He lived it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And he was spot on. He's a little bit of all of that. He's a wordsmith. He's clever. He's had a bad go of it. All of those things came together, and it was very, very authentic, so raw and real.
Yeah,
that led to his rise.
Yep,
you know.
Yep. And he was running around doing live shows in like backyards.
Yeah,
and for cheap,
like county fairs, where the county had a population of 5,000. You know,
Again, AI is never going to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The last thing that I have on this, I've always thought this was weird. You know, you always hear on the headlines, oh, it's topping the Billboard charts, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to look into that before. What in the hell is even a Billboard chart? Like, it doesn't even...
Who decides that?
Not only that, like, it's like it's not even real.
It's not real at all.
It's just a made-up thing?
I listened to an interview with Kid Rock not too long ago, and they were just having a very honest conversation. And like, well, you were pretty raunchy, and you got on MTV, and you were able to explode on that poppy scene. He's like, yeah, when I sat down, my first song kind of popped off in the Detroit area, they asked me what I was willing to do and how many meetings I'd go to and how many radio shows, and would I be on Nickelodeon Slime Day or whatever. And I just drew a hard line of what I was willing to do, which was more than 99% of rock artists, but I wouldn't do Billboard Top 100, but I couldn't do that. They told me I couldn't.
Because you wouldn't play the game.
Because you wouldn't play the game all the way.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So there's your answer.
Yeah.
So because I was hearing, you know, a couple of weeks ago about this AI country song, and it's topping the Billboard charts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'd go in there, and I'd Google search Billboard charts, and you find 100 different things. But just as an example, I go to it right now, billboard.com. And then you can click on whichever genre you want to listen to. And I've got it in the country genre. But then it's got, okay, hot country songs. One, two, top three. In the top five, four of them are Morgan Wallen. One's Ella Langley.
Which one, he didn't win any CMAs and wasn't even there.
That's a whole nother thing I was going to bring up. But
didn't even show up.
Top country albums. Morgan Wallen. Aldine,
Shabuzi. And Aldine hates going to CMAs. Country, they get no love.
Country streaming songs.
Oh my gosh.
It's Christmas stuff, Morgan Wallen, Ella Langley. How much airplay country songs are getting. Like, none of these or even close, country digital song sales. I don't see anything. There he is. Country digital song sales, number 3, Walk My Walk, Breaking Rust.
Oh, are you sure it's a he?
That's interesting.
Yeah. So when they say topping the Billboard charts, this must be specifically what they mean on this, is that in digital song sales, people are buying this.
Dang,
I guess is what that means.
Top 3.
Yeah, there's so many categories of that now, and that's just another cash grab for them, mm-hmm. so they can expand and, you know, approach more people. We just, here, I don't really want to throw these people under the bus, but our podcast just hit a top 35 on a rankings. I just got the email
nice,
this morning.
Nice.
Oh, hey.
So yeah, we're on a Billboard too.
Yeah, that real life Billboard, baby. and those Country Music Awards, man, what a joke. Like that, I love country music. Mm-hmm. It is fun to watch. Like, it's a good show. They're like,
I'd like to see the outfits and the
what's
performances.
What's her name?
Lainey Wilson did amazing.
She did awesome. But yeah, the whole time you're sitting there watching, you're like, dude, Morgan Wallen gets played like every 3 minutes on country radio. I don't even think they showed his face once.
Well, no, and he wasn't even there.
Yeah,
they said he wasn't there.
He's one of those rebels, you know, and that's why, yeah, he's not going to get the love.
And Zach Bryan, not even there, not nominated. Like, he's, anyways, yeah, it's crazy.
It was wild.
It's just blatant. It's so blatant and in your
face.
It is. So, yeah.
It's like that with everything, though. Everything is blatant and in our face, and we just take it.
But we can create a world, you know, where it makes sense, like our minds do that, where... Yeah. It's just kind of a evolutionary thing that our brain does for us. Like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Morgan Wallen didn't fit this criteria. That's why he didn't get the award.
Yeah, like, you know, it's okay.
Compartmentalize it, I guess, to
he's
a certain extent.
He's got a bar in Nashville. He's doing good. He's got money.
Oh, you know he's doing good.
He said he didn't care about those awards anyway. So if he's not going to want to be there, then blah, blah, blah. But then the whole point of the award is that you're the best. So then what are we doing? Oh, it's a TV show. Oh,
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Crazy.
So anyway, I don't know.
We snowballed on this one.
We're going to see more from this AI music. There's no question about that, but that'll be interesting to see.
Load up on guns, bring your friends.
Did you just make that up, or is that one?
No, that's the opening line of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh.
And
still into it.
I mean, if you just, well, going back to Oliver Anthony,
mm-hmm.
when Kurt Cobain burst on the scene, his voice was raspy, he did not present himself well. Mm-hmm. He had greasy hair, and he didn't give a shit. He was just telling you how miserable his life is, and this is why.
Yeah.
And it sounded raw, even if you didn't get into hard music like that.
Yeah.
Basically created an industry, alternative music,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't even a term before Nirvana in the late 80s, early 90s. But there you go. That was authentic.
I got in trouble for having that CD in high school.
Never mind.
Because that little baby was floating and had a little winky out.
You sure did.
I got in so much trouble.
I can't believe you had that.
Even his, which isn't even a thing anymore to my knowledge, the album cover of that baby being unintended to.
Floating.
Underneath water, going after a dollar on a hook.
Yep.
Like, there is so much packed into that. There's so much going on with
totally.
That.
Totally.
And it's an iconic, just that alone, just the album cover of Nevermind is so iconic.
Yep.
And here it is just being regurgitated up through AI.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Gosh.
All right. Well, next topic.
Oh, there's more.
Yes. The U.S. Mint ends penny production after 230 years.
I don't like pennies anyways.
You don't?
No. Who wants a big old wad of pennies?
They're fake now anyway, because they're not even made of copper.
Who's even on the penny?
What?
What president? Should I know this?
You for real?
Yeah.
Well, there's been a few people on the penny over the years.
Can you tell me?
Honest Abe.
Okay, but can you tell me who's on all the coins?
No, I can't. That's a good point. That's a good point. But I just felt like Abraham Lincoln and the penny.
I guess I should have known that.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, I'm definitely that girl that they interview in New York on the street that's like, how many states are there? Sorry, that was a dumb one.
You know, well, a lot of two, I don't know. It's in the 50s.
50-ish?
It says Lincoln was put on the coin in 1909.
But why did you say there's a few on there?
The Penny's story began in 1792. That's when the mint opened. Early copper coins featuring Lady Liberty.
Mm.
And then the Lincoln coin. I think there were some other ones too, but I don't know what all they were. So the penny, like, I don't know, like this, obviously this says a whole lot more than just the pennies going away, right?
What does it say?
It says a lot.
Oh my God, you're such a deep thinker. I see a penny on the ground yesterday in the grocery store and didn't even pick it up.
So according to this particular article and lots of info out there, you can see anywhere from like 3 to 5 cents they say is the cost to make a penny.
It costs one point what?
3 to 5 cents.
Oh, okay.
For one.
Wow, it went up. I thought it years ago it was like a 1.5 cent to make a cent.
On this particular article that I have pulled up, it says 3.69 cents to make a penny.
Okay, mom, numbers don't lie.
It
so
says
it ain't worth it.
It's been it's resulting in an $85 million loss for the Treasury Department.
Wow.
Because they're obviously having to pay 3 to 4 times the cost to make this.
Yeah.
But so much of it just does not, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't even know what direction to go. One thing I know is I saw online that I thought was funny as heck, and this has been like a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanics working on cars or working on whatever it is they're working on. If you want a washer, you know, about the size of a penny,
mm-hmm.
you go to the hardware store and buy that. That thing's like 5 to 10 cents
yeah.
a piece. Mm-hmm. All right. It's some cheap stamped out piece of metal.
Yeah.
And a penny is 1 cent. Mm-hmm. Okay. The fact that they can make them for 3.5 cents also kind of blows my mind because it's more expensive metal and it's got stamping on it and all this kind of stuff, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, and it's like layered metal now.
Yeah.
Like it's only like coated
sure, yeah.
in copper.
But mechanics were taking those pennies and drilling holes in them because rather than going and paying 10 cents for a washer, they're like, I'm just going to use a penny for 1 cent for a washer.
Oh, really?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And that'll hold the value better of the vehicle.
Yeah. And it's so crazy that you could put a penny in yeah. place of your washer,
yeah.
and it's worth less than going and buying this cheap Chinese stamped out washer.
I think I heard a story, and I can't quote, but it was the same type of thing where people were using, rather than going and buying copper, they were using pennies. But then, I don't know when it was, the penny got so diluted mm-hmm. that they couldn't use it for copper mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, so do we think these are... Okay, so they're done making them. I mean, how many years is it going to take for them to all be gone?
Yeah, as of right now, they're saying that... well, first of all, they stopped making penny blanks in May of this year. They're going to fully end production in early 2026. It says it's going to remain legal tender. There are approximately 114 billion pennies in circulation. They're not going to be recalled or demonetized, so they're still going to be out there. But yeah, eventually that's going to have to go away. But I was listening to a news story where a bunch of retailers in that are having to decide what they're going to do about these. So a lot of them, like they're starting to build software that's going to like, what do you call it? Round up or round down so that there isn't any single cent.
Yeah, how do you get to
like
that?
If you go and buy something,
yeah.
you know,
I guess
with
I didn't
taxes.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're already ahead of that. It's something that I think is even scarier than the penny going away in digital currency. It's part of digital currency where, what do they call this? Amazon's doing it. Dynamic marketing,
pricing.
Dynamic pricing.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, Amazon knows everything about you. So if you're going to buy, let's say, a 12-pack of Dove soap,
mm-hmm.
your financial situation is better than someone else's, so they're going to charge you more for it. The price is set by what you have in your bank account.
How do they know what's in my bank account?
And your buying behavior. Like,
yeah.
like if they know, like, oh, this person is more likely to mm-hmm. spend, to buy higher end stuff or is more easily spending money,
so,
they're going to be more willing to. Yeah.
So this is pretty easy. They're already rounding up anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll just round up even. Yeah. We won't land on that one penny or a half cent or whatever. We're already doing it. So mm-hmm. this, I think it's kind of an easier fix than what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And they're already doing it.
Well, and obviously with digital currency, like if it's all digital,
mm-hmm.
then pennies in air quotes can totally exist because it's just digital.
Right.
So like if your cup of coffee is $7.01, that's still okay digitally. You can still run your card.
You're saying money's fake? It's AI.
Dude, I've been saying that since the beginning.
Oh, God.
I've been saying that since the beginning. And when I said earlier that there's so much more at play here, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm getting into.
Yeah, it is a fun little starting point. One penny, so innocent.
Yeah.
Just 1 cent. Just 1 cent.
Right, mm-hmm. right. For the, you know, for the conspiracy theorists out there, like, is this just the tester?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this just the one that they're putting out there to see, like,
yeah.
how do people react when we pull this coin off the market?
Yeah. So what are they going to pull next? And it's also what you're thinking? Like
Well, the whole idea is that eventually not a single piece of physical currency exists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it's kind of odd that I find myself on both sides of that argument, like, yeah, it is cumbersome. Yeah, it is a pain in the ass. Why haven't we evolved past that? But then I'm also like, no, I need that on my person
because mm-hmm.
that's mine. you know what I mean? I should be able to represent that.
Yeah, because they just want to track us. So
the thing is, right? is when we look at like the actual value of stuff, you know, like hard value of this piece of metal.
Well, yeah, your washer analogy was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if a penny is truly like – let's say the money system just blows up and you're like, okay, let's say you have a true copper penny and you're like, well, I have a precious piece of metal sitting here,
mm-hmm.
but it's only worth 4 cents or whatever it is worth. but actually the money system says it's only worth 1 cent. Then people are going to be like, you know, when you get to that point where you're trying to trade that for a loaf of bread or something, you know, mm-hmm. like what happens? What
isn't is that why people have gold and still buy gold?
It is. But again, like the value of any of this stuff, it goes back to is just whatever we're willing to say it is,
mm-hmm.
is the thing.
Right.
You know, that, and this shows that is that when they say, well, it's not worth a penny anymore, it needs to go away. Like they just said that in one full swoop and it goes away.
Yeah, so what's the fallout going to be?
I don't know. It's going to be something.
Yeah, they want us to use our credit cards more.
Oh, they totally do. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
that's it.
Credit cards and Apple,
like you said,
wallet.
With the tracking and all of it, it all 100%. Goes into play.
100%.
For sure.
Yep.
Scary.
Yeah, I think all those things are in play with the penny, and it is just a fun, almost innocent little, well, it's just a cumbersome nuisance to you.
Mm-hmm.
We're just taking it away for you.
Right. And it's kind of sad too when you think about it that like our one of our coins and I'm sure the nickel's not far behind. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's like a fun little stair stepping, you know, each one the stakes get a little higher. Oh, now it's worth 5 cents.
But can you look up when did they stop making the 50 cent piece in the $2 bill?
You know,
I mean, has that been a long time and you still randomly see those?
Yeah, but those were because they were like redundant. Like you don't need a 50 cent piece because you can have 2 quarters and quarters are way more popular. You know, and it's worth the same amount.
Oh, you think it was justified more?
I would like to see, and maybe we need to get a historian or somebody in here or somebody that's good with money because it's not me.
Yeah.
Talk about the collapse of like, let's say Rome. Did their money mm-hmm. start to their penny, did it go away shortly before their collapse, or did they get rid of their penny closer to their pinnacle? Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because I'd almost bet that a lot of these empires, the Ottoman Empire, all of them, I bet something went down where their currency didn't hold value.
Yeah,
and here we are just straight up saying, you know what, you're right, the penny's not worth a penny, let's get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel like you're almost on a steam engine just running down this? I don't know.
And when you think about it, it's so stupid. It's like the price of everything has gotten so much mm-hmm. that in order to make it, it's 4 times the cost of what we say it's worth, the mm-hmm. made-up worth of 1 cent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's wild that our cost of making things and just cost in general has gone to that point where it's 4 times the amount of what—
outpace the actual thing that's supposed to hold the value.
Yeah. It's just
we got problems.
It's just mind-blowing, man.
Yeah, it is. I don't know.
I don't even know what to say.
It's going to be interesting, and how long until they want to get rid of the nickel? I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be long.
Yeah, that'd probably be my least favorite coin is the nickel.
I thought you said it was the penny.
No, I don't like the penny. No one wants a bunch of pennies, but a nickel? No one wants that.
I'll take a whole bunch of nickels. I'll take a truckload of nickels right now.
No, I want a dime and a quarter, man. Not because it has more value. It's just I don't know. I don't want a bunch of nickels. I never use a nickel.
That was stupid to begin with, or too. Like, why is the dime worth more and it's so much smaller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
that's true. That's true.
Why did we do that?
Just to kind of like, once again, just put it in your face, like, none of this means anything.
Right.
Play along.
Absolutely,
shut
man. Absolutely.
Up, play along.
You look at a nickel and a dime sitting next to each other. And if you knew nothing about American currency, you'd look at those two and just ask them, which one's worth more?
Yeah, you would size them up.
You'd say, that nickel's worth more. Like, clearly, it's worth twice as much.
You'd be like, okay, at least the penny is a different color, you know?
All this is kind of, I made the mistake to get sucked back into Herman Melville. You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
He's the author of Moby Dick.
Oh, okay.
And my brother-in-law, he's a big reader.
Okay.
You know, and for the longest time, he's like, you got to read Moby Dick. So I finally did. And I liked it so much that I read it again along with like the little Sparks book, because I have my thoughts of what this means. But what is it? What do scholars think it means?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, over the last week, I've listened to 3 podcasts diving into the significance of Moby Dick.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
So, and one of the big quotes that I just think is so fitting to the overall discussions of what we're having here is, who ain't a slave?
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
And
then,
I mean, you can really dive into this. And Herman Melville was a wordsmith, and man, he liked to play with language, just so beautifully put. And the context in that novel that was put in, there's a lot of parallels with what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about money, AI music. You're all captive to it.
Who ain't a slave?
But who ain't a slave?
I agree with you. So, I agree with
him. Wow, that's pretty powerful.
It's just one of the many zingers in that freaking novel.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Maybe we'll spend a whole podcast of me just talking Moby Dick.
That'd be interesting. I'd be down with that.
Yeah, Ben, you like words. You should start reading those books.
That's a big book, though, ain't it?
It's a very big book.
Yeah. Yeah.
It annoys a lot of people, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be reading that one, but.
Okay.
I would be interested, but, man, I don't think I have the attention span for it.
I think you would read that first chapter, like, holy shit, give me more.
Couldn't get enough. Yeah.
Give me more.
Yep. Anyway, well, get rid of your pennies, I guess. I don't know. Go bury them in the backyard.
Use your pennies while you still got them to buy some AI music.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Well,
show what it's worth by getting rid of the currency that's not worth anything.
Let's be quick and cheesy because we're almost done. But
oh,
since
boy.
It's Thanksgiving.
What are we doing here?
One thing right now you're thankful for outside of your family. Can you think of that, Andy? On the spot.
It kind of goes along with it, but I've been thinking about how I'm very thankful for our country. I'm very thankful for the United States of America and the fact that I was born here and how it's set me up for so much success and saved me from hardships and allowed me to build this life that I absolutely love. I don't think we appreciate just how lucky and fortunate we are to have been born in this country. We bash it a lot. We throw darts at it a lot.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I feel that I'm better than 99% of the people on this planet.
Yeah.
So
to your point, a lot of people say you have to realize that you even have the opportunity to bash it and talk trash about it.
Of course.
Like we do sometimes, you know,
because
a lot of people can't even do that.
Right.
They'll get tarred and feathered or hung or whatever, thrown off the roof.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. And that's what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have one?
I would say just off the top of my head, you know, when you said can't include family or whatever. So outside of that, I'd say probably my health. I mean, it's been a big year change for me.
Yeah.
I feel better than I ever have. So that's been good. Just that focus, that renewed focus on that. And just being thankful in general, like gratitude is a huge thing. And just practicing that this year and thinking a lot about that, it's been pretty big time for me.
That's the number one thing that if you don't have health, that's the only thing you want.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have or
for sure.
You know, this or that. If you don't have your health, that's what you have to get.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's good.
What about you?
I've been thinking about it and I honestly feel like it is just being able to walk, like you said, health, walk outside, but be outside and have the time to get outside and enjoy everything about it. Mm-hmm. Till if you hunt, great. If you don't, you can sit on your back porch just mm-hmm. listening and being able to be in tune with nature. It just does something for my soul. I just love being able to get outside. Like mm-hmm. it's going to make me a little bit teary, but I don't know why. But some people can't do it, or some people
don't have access.
Don't have access, or just the fresh air. So maybe that's people that are in bigger cities. That mm-hmm. where we live, I'm so grateful, and where we can work in, even if it's your lunch break or whatever, to get outside, breathe the fresh air, mm-hmm. and love it.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's for sure. That's a good one.
I don't know. Yeah. That was a little...
No, I love that.
I can't really even explain it, what it does for me.
I can't either. Yeah. The outdoors has always done that for me. And I had that thought in high school where I'd be having a bad week. I would just go walk out in the country with my 22, or not even with my 22. I'd just go walk. I'd just mm-hmm. go get in the woods.
Yeah.
And it... Now, I don't know what it... I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
but that was my that was my sanctuary. That was me escaping, getting away.
I don't think I've ever really felt it this deep. I don't know if it's because I'm about to turn 44 or whatever, but you've always loved nature and being outside. Mm-hmm. And I know, Andy, you mm-hmm. have shared that. Not saying I haven't, but there's something renewed in me that has. And I do think being outside and hunting and doing that has helped.
Yeah.
But you've just in it, walking, like, just, I don't know.
You've taken it to the next level where you're actually partaking in the woods. Mm-hmm. You're hunting. You've taken the life of another animal, and you're using that to nourish your family, you know, feed your family, all mm-hmm. these primitive things. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of restoking your soul, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
Something to it.
Lots of stuff to be thankful for. Last but not least, I'm thankful for barnowl.tech.
I knew that was coming.
Me too. They are good people. Barnowl, we do enjoy them.
Appreciate them working with us.
Yes.
Check them out this holiday season, barnowl.tech. If you're looking for any cameras that you're looking for some surveillance, some monitoring, game cams, cams to watch your herd, cams to watch your gates, your roads, any of that stuff, wireless, cellular connected, solar powered, they're badass. They just work. So check them out. Code FARMFOCUSED gets you another 10% off. They got a lot of sweet deals on the website. It's that time of year to buy.
Nice.
Let's go.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Anything else?
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Peace.
We'll see you guys.